We talk about the music and the score. This felt perfect. It felt very jazzy and felt very in sync totally with the image. It didn't feel like the music overpowered or underpowered.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. That's really the highest compliment. And you know, I'm kind of, in a way, I became a jazz fan in the 70s, and I'm really devoted to it. I love it. And you know, and Amy also really knows that time. And Michael Saya, the film editor, also really, really passionate, devoted person. And we're like the jazz fans that go to movies with about jazz and sit and get like, you know, like in disbelief. Like, are they kidding? It's nothing. You know, they obviously they're not jazz people. And then we had this crazy bar we set for ourselves to get all those things right. Like when Joe plays at his one kind of proper event, there's really a specific feeling to what those jazz sets would feel like and would be, and we worked so hard to make that right. But it's funny because we did it for a very small audience. We got those details right for this very marginal group. But I think this, you know, if you're in that group or not, there's some sense of particularity. And I think particularity is a really rewarding thing in a narrative. When you hear the music, when you see John Hawkes embodying Joe at the piano in all of those performance situations, you're hearing a historic Joe Albany performance. Mm. None of that stuff was made for the film. If you see John practicing, you know, banging on some chords, testing a piano, all that stuff, there was nothing existing of Joe doing that. So we had to produce that ourselves. But otherwise, we tried in every instance to really hear Joe's music. And John had to learn the piano parts because he was not willing to go halfway with becoming that character. And we shot all those performance scenes in the way we felt we would have shot them had it really been Joe. Like, when would you want to see his face, and when would you drop down to his hands? And what's the rhythm of that, and what's the expectation? And all this had to be very, very carefully pre-planned, because John's not a piano player.